This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 249NUTS to get 249 domain registration or transfer.
Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 168.
168.
My name's Inga Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith. This is MMA Show by MMA fans, for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Nice.
Double dicks.
Yes. Ridiculous. And here's to the football season starting.
Woohoo!
Yay.
Yeah.
Cheers.
With a delicate smack. What's going on, bitches? Feeling better this week?
Yeah, I'm pretty much back to normal. I think I got a little slight, like, allergic cough at night, but otherwise, I don't know what happened. I think I ran myself down, like, from working out too much and stress and...
All the angry cocks slamming at you.
All the cock. Yes. The many mountains of cock.
just layered up layered. And up and up.
Yeah, so, but I'm feeling almost normal again, so that's good. I didn't work out at all last week. That's unusual for me, so I just didn't feel like it. Didn't eat much, I don't know, just coughing like crazy at night. It's hard to sleep. You know, just constantly. I still got a little bit.
A little something, something.
Yeah. Allergy season this year has been bad.
Sucks, yeah.
I don't know what's this, because of the weather or the way that it's been, but this last week or so, it's been killing me, man. It's
probably the chemtrails.
Could be. Joe Rogan knows.
It's a big controversy. Are they real? Are they
questions
bad?
Everything.
Yeah, I don't think that show's going to be back for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know. He says it's bad editing, but I think it's just bad, unfortunately. So
everything can't be a home run, right?
No. Sometimes you got to swing and miss, you know? It just happens. The concept sounded good, but
it did.
It just wasn't...
I don't know. I was expecting more. It's too much, too fast. I don't know if I watch but 10 minutes and...
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I'm out.
I have them all on my DVR and I can't bring myself to watch anymore. I watched 1.5 episodes and it's like, sorry, Joe, man. This is. I like a lot of stuff you do, but
yeah.
Not this. So, I don't know. What are you going to do?
Not watch it?
Yes. I'm going to delete them all when I get home. I could delete them right now if I wanted to, actually. I should do that.
You can do that on my phone?
I think nice. You can do it on yours, too.
Probably.
Yeah,
I'm about to get rid of one of my DVRs.
Yeah, we have the TiVo, so
that's hey, nice. Speaking of DVRs, is the new Xbox, do they say...
No recording. No recording.
Why?
I don't think you can record.
Dirty bitches. It's a 500 gig hard drive, right?
Yeah, that's not enough.
We
need a couple terabytes, like for HD or whatever.
Yeah, can I just run an external off that fucker? Come on, Microsoft, don't be a bitch.
I could be wrong. Maybe you can use it as a DVR. Who knows? No one knows.
They keep changing shit on the fly. people don't like the camera on all the time. Okay, we'll just got to change that.
The camera. Although, already pre-ordered the one with the camera, so I don't know. What are you going to do?
Is there another option? Do you get one without it?
No.
I think it's all...
If you want it day one, I think you got to buy the Kinect with it, yeah.
And it comes out, what, the 22nd?
Something like that. Yep.
And then your Grand Theft Auto 5 is what, next week? Or Tuesday? What was it?
The 12th or the 17th? I think
probably the 17th.
I think it's later. Like this, yeah. It's not this week. It's the week after.
Is it a Tuesday? I forget when games come out now.
Sometimes on Friday, Tuesday. But I think it's on Tuesday. So, whatever.
16th, 17th, 18th is a Wednesday, but
it's probably it's the 17th.
Do I need to get this game?
Are you kidding me? Hell yes, you do.
Can I wait until it's $10?
No.
I got to get in early
and
often.
They have. Did you see all the shit you can do with the gangs?
Mm-hmm.
We can rob a bank together, and then you can say, fuck you, I'm taking all your money, bitch. Boom, the deal's over. It's awesome. You can do all kinds of crazy stuff. So, all
right.
We should get an MMA Nuts gang going.
Fuck yeah. We'll go around and just rape and pillage. If I can leg kick people, that would make me so happy. Because sometimes you just need to leg kick an old lady on the street. Don't you ever do that in Grand Theft Auto? This is probably just me. You go around and beat up all the old ladies?
Nope.
Yeah. I don't know. Just something I like to do for fun.
Okay. Got any news for us, Matt?
Yeah, let's get it started. So, The NSAC changes the threshold for marijuana, finally. They raise it by, like...
Smoke up.
300%.
Nice. So now you can get high legally in MMA.
Can they make that retroactive, then?
No. And sorry.
Give people their bonus money, like Pat Healy?
Fortunately not. From this day forth...
It kind of sucks.
It shall be.
Yeah.
But prior, it will not.
It's unfortunate.
Yep.
What else is going on? Wrestling voted back into the Olympics.
That's great news. 2020, right? 2020 Olympics. Should go sometime. Sounds like a cool thing.
Oh, yeah. I think it isn't the 2020 Olympics going down in Japan?
Yeah.
In Tokyo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be safe. And I think they called it the Safe Olympics or something. Yeah, isn't there this thing called Fukushima that's dumping all this radioactive
There's a lot of, like...
Go.
People say that some of the shit that's leaking on the internet about what's actually leaking is not necessarily true.
Like that it's higher or lower?
It's much lower. And it's actually, they're trying to scare you. So who knows what's real, what's not real, but...
I don't know. I think it's just best to stay out of Japan.
I agree with you.
Why take a chance, you know?
That's right.
Because the amount of radiation that may or may not be coming out, I don't know. Just stay away. I think that's the safest.
The whole, it's...
No? I got to pour a drink before we get into the next topic because it's a little longer.
Okay. Well, hey, I will say I just watched Pain and Gain last night.
How was that?
Like I was telling you, it's like the first hour or so was awesome, and then they kind of lost me. So, Mark Wahlberg, definitely. The Rock, definitely. Chemically enhanced in this film, I would say.
Both of them fucking juiced.
Oh, my God. Wahlberg is like the biggest he's ever been. He's gigantic. And then The Rock... It's like fucking raw. But The Rock was good. I liked his character in this movie. Played like the... I don't know. It was okay. I expected more, but... I don't know. I guess it's a good movie to watch, like, if you're just looking for something action, crazy, just fast-paced.
Have you seen that Hansel and Gretel yet?
No, you told me about it.
Soon.
Okay.
But
I thought you saw it already.
No.
Oh, okay.
Keep debating doing it.
I watched The Hunger Games. I heard that was that was good, and I watched it. I liked it okay.
Yeah, for me it was that first hour was solid, and then you got to that. Fucking, you lost me. You had me, and then you lost me.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the Star Trek movie that come out this week. I'll probably rent that this week sometime.
Yeah,
that one looks good because the first one was good. The reboot, I guess you would call it, and I didn't see the second one. So
yeah, those are fun to watch if you want to get something first and then, watch it. I'm just saying, but I'm not saying anything. So, here's the good one. All right, so we got GSP and Johnny Hendrix with his VADA and WADA testing. So, basically, GSP said he was going to undergo drug testing for this fight.
Yes.
And Hendrix said he would too. So, GSP wanted to use the Voluntary Anti-Doping Agency, which is VADA. And VADA was going to pick up the $20,000 cost for him, and that raised red flags for Hendrix's camp. And Ted Earnhardt, who is Hendrix's manager, said, "Somehow, GSP has a relationship with VADA. I don't know to what degree, but that made us a little nervous since we don't work for GSP. We work for the UFC, and we're fighting in Nevada, so they're the commission. We talked to both of them. We did a conference call with GSP's manager and trainer, the Nevada Commission, UFC representative, and myself. We talked about him wanting us to do VADA. During the call, the NSAC suggested both sides use the World Anti-Doping Agency.
Also known as WADA.
WADA.
This is not confusing at all.
No, not at all. It's like Office Depot and what? Office Max. The fucking office store, for all I know. So, Earnhardt claimed everyone then agreed to do WADA. Then, a week later, GSP's attorney asked 15 to 20 questions, basically revolving around testing times and how and what are they going to test for. GSP's side wanted to have predetermined test times and not random ones. So now it looks like GSP will use VADA, with the V as in vampire dick, and Hendrix will not test through either of those agencies. So, with all that fucking bullshit going on, Does this make GSP or his team look a little bit shady?
Yes.
It looks fucking sketchy as shit right now.
I'm going to go with the guys that are picking up my tab.
Yeah. And then with the questions he's asking, because I think even specifically questions were, are you testing for HGH? That's a little sketchy. And the other question is, if GSP loses and his VADA tests come back clean, does it tarnish his wins? Because it still doesn't prove he wasn't on before, and when he is clean, he loses.
I don't know. this is all confusing to me.
It's a sham, because now, this is what, his first time fighting in the United States in
a while.
X amount of years. Yeah. So he's got to be the one that comes out and says, oh, let's do all this drug testing. I don't get the point. It seems like a lose-lose. Because now if he loses the fight, people will say the fucking test was rigged. He was off the juice or on the juice. It seems like there's a way for him to get out of this where he looks like a fucking dildo.
A dildo?
I don't know. I don't know. Like a Photoshop with a fucking dildo bomb in the background or something.
Okay, I like it. I like it. I don't know. I'm confused. They want to test. They don't want to test. Hendricks is like, are you testing for cheeseburgers? Or
yeah, a bacon eater doesn't fucking matter.
What are you testing for? My bacon level? I'm not sure. I don't know. It seems crazy. It's a lot of back and forth. For what reason? I'm not sure. So is GSP going to test then?
Yeah, he says he's going to, but it's going to be the VADA. So he's going to know when the test dates are, and who knows if there's going to be some shenanigans behind the scenes. Because why are they picking up the $20,000 bill for him?
Well, because they want somebody that's of his caliber pushing this thing so that hopefully they get picked up by more athletes who will pay.
Eh? That's a ton of money. Who the fuck's going to pay 20 grand?
I don't know. Why does it cost that much?
I have no idea. I'm guessing there's probably some rectal probing, some rectal examinations.
Like a cattle prod?
Maybe. And I think one person probably likes that.
Could be.
Not saying GSP is gay.
I am not
gay,
impressed by your girth.
GSP is gay as fuck.
It's more Irish.
I'm just guessing. Yeah. But I'm alleging everything.
Okay.
Let's move right
Allegedly.
along. He is. How often do you see him around a woman?
I don't know. I don't really see him at all. But
he's not dating ever. He's fucking... When you think about a man being manicured and pedicured and really taking care of their image and what they wear, and I think his eyebrows are waxed and fucking everything.
His balls are waxed?
Yeah.
He's got waxed balls.
And he doesn't even do his Twitter. He's got people to do it. Nice. He just seems awfully...
I have the people.
He did try it. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying... Make observations, so moving right along. Quickest show ever.
It's all good. Don't worry.
So, the new season of Tough came out with Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate as coaches.
Yes.
Your thoughts on what you watched so far?
Well, my problem is, for some stupid reason, my DVR decided not to record the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, I think it will hopefully catch up tonight. I think it's on again tonight or something, tomorrow. So, I'll catch last week's second half. But the part that I saw...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of like seemed a
bit getting played out for you.
Soap opera-ish to me. Yeah, like whatever. They're talking about the two chicks don't want to talk, and they're all angry and shit. And Rousey's like storming off. And I don't know. Sorry.
It's a bunch of shenanigans. So I was watching. They had a Q&A for Ronda and Miesha after the live show, and Ronda was fucking pissed. She said the show left a bitter taste in her mouth. And they would purposely go out of their way to manipulate me, to make me react as dramatically as possible. They didn't care about making it easy on us. They care about making it entertaining. That seems a little fucked up. Why are you going to mess with your women's, your face of MMA, your champion in the only women's division that you have? Why are you going to fuck with her? Because this is a woman who's said recently that she may retire within 2 years. Now you've just kind of fucked her over, and God knows how you're going to portray her. She doesn't even know how she's going to be portrayed.
The money.
Oh, just you're just going to throw
keep throwing cash at her.
Make it rain.
That's right.
Money at her.
Eat this up.
I don't know. It seems a little sketchy.
How were the ratings for this one? Did you
not guys, good?
Not good.
They were the lowest they've been since the show debuted.
Well, I thought the time slot was weird because, first of all, I didn't even realize it was on after the fights.
It was, yeah.
And they didn't really build it up. And then I'm like, wait, it's pretty fucking late. Like, if you're on the East Coast, that's late. Who's going to stay up to watch that, really?
Well, and then the other challenge, too, besides the time, is look at where it is on the spectrum of channels. For me, it's channel 237, I think. And if I'm channel surfing, I start in the 26 range and go to about 160. Okay. And then if it's after 160, it doesn't exist to me.
Okay.
So that may be part of the problem is that I would normally miss it if I wasn't looking for it.
Right.
Like a casual, you know, browser isn't going to run across it. It would be someone hardcore.
You still casually browse?
I always casually
browse.
No,
I haven't done that in years.
I always casually browse.
I'm so like, retarded. I just watch whatever's been recorded by TiVo. I'm like,
that's smart.
If this thing thinks I need to watch this, let me check this out. I don't browse the channels. I don't even know what channels I have. Because it's too much work. Remember the days where you're like fucking wasted. You're sitting in front of the TV. You're just bring. And you do this for hours. And you'd never stop anywhere. You just keep watching 5 seconds of every fucking channel. I hate that. So now I just watch whatever my TiVo says, or I don't watch TV.
Just let the TiVo drive. Like, what should I be watching tonight?
The thing's smart. It records, once it starts to know what you like,
yeah.
It starts recording shit that's similar. Sometimes it's way off, but a lot of times it's like, oh, yeah, I would like to check that out. That's pretty cool, you know?
I hear that.
Transvestites in Thailand? Yeah, I'm all about that.
Lady boys. It's all good.
Lady girls?
Lady. Oh, hey now.
I don't know. That'd be weird. Yeah. What about a chick with a dick and a pussy? What do you call them?
Just hermaphrodite. That's they it. Bang it out. It's like running your dick into a wall.
That'd be very confusing.
Yeah. It'd be fun. I'd sit there all day. I am fucking myself, literally. It's all good. So the other point I wanted to make about the tough. See how we transition smoothly here? From transvestites to tough.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with T's. The weird fact is that you have these women coaches, and they're coaching the same weight class that they're in, 135 pounds. Yep. You may have fighters that they're coaching that could potentially end up fighting them at some point. So as a coach, do they hold back on their coaching? I mean, I would have to. I'm not going to fucking tell you everything if you're going to potentially fight me someday.
Yeah. I mean, how much coaching are they really doing?
I have no idea.
I think for the amount of time they're in there, I mean, really, they're just taking their existing skill set and maybe improving it slightly, just sharpening it up. Are they really going to, like, revolutionize somebody's game in what, 6 weeks? How long are they in there for?
Six to eight.
Yeah, probably not. So, I don't know. I don't know that it's really that. If anything, as a champ, as Rousey is, and as upper echelon lady like Tate, gives you a chance to really see how some of these chicks, you know, work. And maybe gives them an advantage. I'd say they have the bigger advantage because they're on the outside looking in. They control everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's check out the skill set. I need to watch out for this bitch.
That chick's got some big-ass tatas.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my face in
it. She's got some big-ass tatas. Motorboat. Dave Chappelle would say.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Dave Chappelle, didn't he have like a meltdown?
Fucking lost
his mind. Did you see that shit?
Where he was in Connecticut. I saw a little clip of it.
Yeah.
And he
went bananas on some guy.
Like, what the fuck?
Because he was getting heckled or something.
And then he comes to Chicago right after Connecticut, and he's like, fuck those people in Connecticut.
Hmm.
Okay there, chief.
We need to go see a comedy show sometime. Get up on that. Like, see somebody big. Like
You said Bert's coming, right?
Bert Kreischer?
Bert. October?
Oh, hell yeah. We should go see him.
Okay.
Or that fucking guy, Canadian guy. The Indian dude. What is his name? He's always on the Rogan podcast. He's funny as fuck.
I know you're talking about.
Oh, I can't. He DJs too. I can't remember his name.
Yeah. He has a rich friend.
Yeah, he
has super rich.
Yeah, super rich
that
friend.
That guy.
Anyways.
I don't remember. I'll post him up.
It's all good.
I will not remember. Yeah, I haven't been to, like, back in the day when there was a Second City in Schaumburg. We used to go to that all the fucking time.
Yeah, good times, man. I love the comedy club.
And then you'd see the comedians and the people there would fucking always go on to something much greater.
Yep.
Like, holy shit. Like, we remember selling that guy and
yeah.
this guy or that lady.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
True that. And the last thing, okay, this UFC 167 card is fucking ridiculous. This is the one, the UFC's 20th anniversary.
Okay.
November 16th, MGM Grand, Las Vegas, Nevada. So first off, we got GSP versus Johnny Hendricks, Rashad Evans versus Chael Sonnen, Alistair Overeem versus Frank Mir, Josh Koscheck versus Tyrone Woodley, Rory McDonald versus Robbie Lawler, Donald Cerrone versus Evan Dunham, and Brian Ebersole versus Rick Story. So we're only, what, 2, 4, 6, 7 fights in. You probably another 5, maybe even 6 fights. Fuck it, 10 more. We're going to do a whole day of MMA from 12 to 12.
Yeah.
Fuck. But what do you think is going to happen?
Injuries. This is a ticket seller. Like, buy your tickets now. Look at this card. And then, oops, 7 of the fights are no longer on this card. You only have GSP as the main event.
Yeah.
You can carry a whole pay-per-view. That's all you need.
And then Brock Lesnar is going to make a return. One night only.
I think that's still the biggest card ever, right? The GSP, Lesnar, Dan Henderson.
UFC 100? Should yeah. be. If it's not, should be. Well, Lesnar pulled a couple, I think, over 1 million.
Did he?
They don't fucking get anywhere close to that now.
No. They're in the, like, 600-700 range. Even like, an Anderson Silva card.
Some real low ones, too.
Really? Sign of the times.
Watered down. Watered down products.
Slightly.
We'll hit some sponsors.
Sure. Move sponsors! We have DefenseSoap.com!
Whoa. Shot.
Gripping your hands. Hands. Yeah. Hands, Defense Soap, use code MMA Nuts, 15% off your entire order. They not only have soap, they have laundry detergent, they got fucking, I don't know, they got spritzer. Like,
does it kill 99.98% of the HIV?
It knocks that shit out. So, this is good stuff.
Hey, speaking of the HIV, another porn star just got.
Who?
I don't know. There's two.
It's infecting the porn world?
Ugh, it's on lockdown. Anyway.
Literally. As those Canadians like to say. I think I'm going to pick up some of these
mannequins? I thought you said you were going to get some mannequins.
Mannequins. Get like a real doll.
What?
Or whatever you call those things. But Defense Soap.
That'd be fun.
Clean your mannequin with this or your dildos. This is good.
We should just have one that can just fly across the set.
A
like
dildo?
No. A mannequin. Like, have you ever see the Herbie Hancock? Rocket video from the 80s.
Yes.
We just press a button and fucking Manicon. Bam, 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 bam. And you have the Herbie Hancock song come on.
Bam, okay. Bam, bam, we need Super bam, Dave. Bam, bam, da, da. Remember that bam, guy? Bam, he shot himself bam, out of da, a cannon?
Oh, yeah. I think that guy's still around.
Super Dave.
Yeah, his movie was on the other day.
Yeah.
We should get that. Fuck this guy.
Okay. 50% off Defense Soap. Next, we have.
Where are you going?
I don't know. What are we going to do?
Do that.
GoDaddy.com. Go,
you get,
go, go.
$1.95, or actually $1.99.com with code 199.
Wait.
What?
$1.99.com?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You could get, like, a bunch.
Okay. That's a lot. Cheap. Wait, there's no limit?
Do whatever you want.
So you can buy, like, 20 domains and it's only
sure.
$40?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll buy that for $1.99. You get a 249.com or transfer with code 249NUTS. You can get 32% off your order with go 32 off 6. You can get 3 495.coms with code MMANUTS. And you can get a $4.com with free private registration with code free 7.
Nice. Also, we're brought to you by onit.com. Also, the makers of Alpha Brain and Shroom Text Board.
He's on fire. I like it. This is my favorite part of the show, by the way. Just firing shit at you, hoping I throw it well, and seeing if you can.
You have
catch
a whole
it.
Bottle of Alpha Brain. Are you taking this now? She takes it. I'm not saying like right now, but in general.
Sometimes.
I tried to mimic the ingredients. I know that Rogan always like, well, go out and buy the shit. And like, there's a ton of shit in here. I don't even know what the fuck to mix to make it like. I don't know, but
it all works out.
There's all this crap in here. It's apparently good for your dome.
That's what it's all about. You keep your brain healthy. Play checkers and chess.
This is my favorite one. Shroom Tech Sport. Works great. You can buy Cordyceps on its own, and it's supposed to help you with mood, but this has other shit in it. I think it's the B12 that really kicks your ass.
Yeah. It's like 3 million% of your daily intake.
50,000%.
No bullshit. That's I'm sure that's going to be safe over a long-term exposure.
No.
It can't be bad for you.
I just use it before jujitsu, and it does work wonders. It's like it doesn't give you that, like, jacked or fucking, like...
Oh, that was my favorite. Caffeinated. They illegal that
I remember you used to come into the Thai boxing, God. You're like fucking kicking that bag and you're sweating, you're all red. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I had jacked, I'm ready. Like, Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna fucking murder somebody. Kill me, today. Man. Let's spar.
I'm worried about you like having a heart attack. So you're fucking kicking that bag so hard. I miss those days. I haven't hit anything in so long.
Oh my God.
Muay Thai. That's good.
Go hit some stuff. I try to do it once a week.
Yeah. I say we're at that level now. We should have personal trainers. We should have someone professional come in and show us technique and speed and agility and strength and girth.
It's all about girth. We should do it.
MMA Nuts code 10% off or some shit. Last but not least, we got Tweaked Audio. This is a crazy one. 33% off headphones. Are you kidding me? Code MMA Nuts. I have been
using... You know what 33% off is like?
What?
I don't know.
It's like a third?
It's like eating pastrami sandwiches.
Oh, delicious.
Dude, that or fucking your neighbor's wife, which you said that you didn't time. Determine if it was good or bad.
I'm not, still not I don't know clear where it if that's came good from, or bad.
But I rewatched the show a couple times to see the spark hit me at that point.
You're like lit up. Like,
what the fuck? Yeah. Where'd that one come from?
Something must be going on around here.
That's we're hitting saying. It large
I haven't
in
seen
charge.
Your neighbor's wife, so I don't know if that's good or bad. I'd have to know.
I don't know.
Now you know.
I'm just saying.
MMA Nuts, 33% off.
Go in or go home.
I'm all about it.
Thanks. Are we done, sponsors?
We're done.
Are we also sponsored by Ice Picks?
No. Please don't throw Ice Picks at me.
Are you sure you have a sport? This is like the lawn darts or the darts, if you will.
Are we protecting
they finally them? Banned those.
Did they?
Did you remember seeing those things as a kid? Those
the big spike on them?
Yeah, they're going through people's feet and
I used
brains,
to use those all the time.
Skull fucking shit. Anyway. Right along.
Anyways.
Fucking Fight Night 28. Fuck shit. Right?
Yeah,
Berserker?
Man. Sure.
Give it to me.
What about it?
Fucking Berserker.
No.
I watched a movie the other night. I haven't seen Clerks in
That's
a while.
What he says.
I know. It was great. I'm just saying.
My love is like a clock berserker. Something about
suck my cock.
Berserker.
Don't make it fuck. Did you say you want to make it fuck?
Yeah. Mm. That was a good movie.
It was. Allegedly making the third one, right?
I don't know.
I didn't see the second one. Ooh. Second ones are never good.
It was all right. The first is still the best.
Two is always tough.
Yeah.
You're going to go through all the number twos. Three, yep. They usually make a comeback, but it's never as good as the first one.
Yeah, the first.
First one's
like the Matrix.
Yeah,
first one was like, whoa. The second one was like, eh. The third one was like, okay.
Yeah, you redeemed yourself. But
should we watch those?
I always try. Anytime it comes on, I'm in. Yeah. I'm fucking roped in.
Keanu Reeves always plays the same character, even when he's like in love and romance movies with Sandra Bullock.
I buy in all his movies.
Yeah,
I'm sold. He's a decent actor. Everyone gives him shit. All right. Fight Night 28 recap.
Yes.
Jacare. Yushin Okami.
Brutal.
It's a little bit of a fast fight, no?
Well, you know.
You don't fuck with Brazil and Brazils?
Apparently not. Jacare has really come a long way in his stand-up. Okami never got anything going in this thing, man. It's pretty crazy. Did he even throw a punch for the first 2 minutes? He just kind of was like working
he
it.
He didn't get his jab working.
Nah.
And someone, Jacare, got his right hand working.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking stomped him, man.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
So, what the hell do you do next for Jacare?
I think because, Anderson Silva, baby.
Well, he's got to do the rematch, so then...
He'll probably win.
We get the
give him
what?
Anderson Silva.
Anderson's going to win the rematch? No.
Oh, yes.
No, he's not.
Ride or die, baby.
So, a title shot, then.
Yeah, he needs a title shot. For sure, he's been coming on strong for some time now.
Are you sure you don't want to give him the winner of Bisping versus Munoz?
No.
Because I'm pretty sure Bisping would win that one. You don't want to see Bisping versus Jacare?
I might. That could be interesting.
I would love it.
Bisping wouldn't wrestle fuck him, and Jacare's got a lot of power, so we might see another Dan Henderson.
And they're saying, God damn, the top of the middleweight division is a bunch of fucking murderers.
Killers.
And
that's why Damian got out. He was like, I'm fucking out of here. This is crazy.
And Michael Bisping should fight all those guys.
The hate is strong for Michael, huh?
Just a dislike. It's a slight dislike. He likes to spit on people. There were three things I didn't like about the guy, and that was one of them.
He's British. He spits on people.
No, I don't have a problem with the British.
I'm just kidding.
You're racist. But he was spitting on people, and he's a man who throws stones, but he lives in a glass house. Where he was talking shit on people that lost. Mm-hmm. I think Alan Belcher.
Oh, that's right. Before they fought. Yeah.
Like, what? You don't need to hit a guy when he's down. But didn't he slip off that table on that tough show?
Oh, that was ridiculous, yeah.
God, I gotta post that. I'm just saying. And then next for Okami, I don't know where you go with him. He's
on such a like a roller coaster. Like he slides and then he wins one. He slides. And it's like, I don't know.
He's top 10. I don't know. Fucking skip him. We're moving right along. Fuck this. Teixeira, Vader. I'll just say this. Teixeira looked really fucking stiff. Mm-hmm. Like his. He almost looked like the Tin Man when he didn't get all his fucking oil. And someone needed to lube him up prior because he was... and then Bader came out fucking...
Balls to the wall.
I think that was the right game plan for him. Unfortunately, his chin didn't hold up because he did rock Teixeira and dropped him.
Yep.
And I didn't see that one coming. And Teixeira comes back. He throws a right hand and a fucking left hook. And, oh, shit. Drops Bader again and follows it up.
Yeah.
I mean, the result isn't surprising. I think the biggest thing that was surprising is that, again, Teixeira gets rocked to a point where he could possibly lose a fight. And you saw that in the Maldonado fight where he got a little sloppy, let his hands go or down, and then got cracked.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are saying the next fight for Teixeira is going to be the title shot. But based on his performances, and I'm going to say conditioning was going to be a problem for him. I don't like his odds in a five-round fight. I don't see how he beats fucking John Jones. I think Jones is going to beat Gustafsson. But, I mean, anything can happen. But saying Jones wins, fuck, how is Teixeira going to beat him? I just don't see it.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. And I'll say this.
Go.
There's a guy who I see all the time. Not really happy with his performance, even on the times that he wins. You remember the Maldonado fight, he was upset at himself. Yeah. He was immediately upset at himself. In this fight, he understands that there are some things he needs to work on, which is what I think, you know, champions are made of, because you have guys who win and they're happy, but this guy's winning and he's upset. So, obviously, he sees things, we see things, you know, he realizes he needs to work on something. He just never got going. That's the problem. So, but would John Jones come out and do that to him, like steamroll him like that? I don't know. Maybe he'd play a little bit safer because Glover's got a lot of power. Mm-hmm. So if he clips you, you're in big trouble. And Jones has never really been hit that hard before.
The only person that really hit him was Machida.
Yeah. And Machida had him on the ropes, but Machida's not the guy who's got a ton of power. He's more like a peppering kind of a sneaky guy. Fucking button hook you. He's not looking. Yeah. So... I don't know. Can he beat John Jones? I think he could, but I don't know. I didn't like what I saw. No. So
I was impressed. You should have steamrolled him.
Yeah.
And not got hit.
But props to Bader. He's got balls, man. He's like, fuck it. I'm in Brazil.
That's what you got to do, man.
I'm coming out balls to the wall. I don't care. I'm
going for broke.
Ride or die.
That's right.
So we'll see. Next for Glover, title shot, you think?
Yeah. I think they already said that.
Whoever wins, he's going to get the shot.
And then Bader, I'll give him fucking loser of Matt Hamill versus Thiago Silva.
Okay. Matt Hamill's still fighting?
Yeah, he came back out of retirement.
I thought he retired.
Matt Hamill versus Ryan Bader.
The Hammer versus...
An epic match of same person versus same person.
One is not deaf.
Yo, I was like, what are you, deaf? Yo, I'm the deafest brother on this block.
Exactly.
Anyway,
that was an all right card.
Going to Pajama Jammy Jam.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
That was the best way to hit on a woman. I remember saying that to some lady at a party once. I don't remember what I said to her. because my friends were around. She's like, what are you, deaf? And I said to her, yo, I'm the deafest brother on this block. She's looking at me like I was retarded. Hey, oh, fuck, I was retarded. That's part of the fun of the game, man.
He's just talking about it like it was the past tense. He was retarded.
Yeah, goddamn, right, I was. It's all about having fun. Sometimes when you're trying to pick up the ladies, you say crazy shit.
That's true.
To make your friends laugh. That's what it's all about. Gotta work it.
Speaking of working it, it's time for Ask the Nuts.
The Nuts. Mike Smith, are you guys getting more and more pumped for UFC 167 looking very stacked, plus the return for Brian Ebersol?
Yeah.
Damn right, we just said that. I'm going fucking hard, go hard or go home or something. No pain, no gains. Justin Dr. Bound Carter, what retired fighter do you think could join a camp and have the same Dwayne Ludwig effect?
You saying like who's retired that could...
Oh, yeah. And I totally thought about that question wrong.
Tito Ortiz. As much as I don't like him, from watching him coach on Tough, he really earned a lot of respect for me from the way he was coached. The guy knows what he's doing. He may not be like the most well-spoken person in the world and not the most likable, but I think he knows what the fuck he's doing. So he could have that effect on a camp. Although he's just a wrestler, so I don't know. Maybe not. Man, but Dwayne Ludwig, Jesus Christ. Those guys are like 14-0 or something. It's crazy.
He's gotten there. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I wonder if that's part of like the way he analyzes the fights, right?
The pot and the alpha brain.
Yeah, and then just straight up. He said he's got another friend that looks at the fights, and then he compares all the notes, and then they come up with a fucking game plan. But usually they've been winning by fucking striking now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, everybody's looking sharp from that camp. I don't know. Anybody else besides Tito?
Well, I was looking at the question wrong because I was thinking, who else could you add to Dwayne Ludwig and Team Alpha Males camp? I was like, fuck, if you could throw someone else in there, they're already going crazy, but what else would, if you're going to bring a retired fighter? I was thinking, what if you brought Brock Lesnar into this fucking Team Alpha Male camp? And fucking
he'd just be ragdolling his fucking
seriously. Imagine this, you got this 280-pound beast fucking like grappling with these little 135ers.
I can see it.
Take three of the fuckers out.
Uriah Faber gets flung across the gym and he goes head first into the wall and just his feet are sticking out dangling.
Yeah. Holy shit, man.
That's awesome.
And then his striking would get better. Everybody else wrestling would get better. Everyone would just get tougher in general. I'm just saying. Louis Caprice, any tips on going gluten-free? Well, don't do it. That's a good tip.
It's extremely hard.
It's expensive. It's hard. If you're going to do it, probably cook fucking all your own food and spice it yourself. Because God knows what... And don't eat out. Don't eat out. That's another good one. Because even when you go to places... that say they're gluten-free, you fucking cross-contamination. I think the safest places you can go are like P.F. Chang's is fucking super safe. They take that gluten-free serious. Outback Steakhouse you can go to. They claim gluten-free, but I got a 50-50 chance when I eat there. Or there's straight-up gluten-free restaurants. There's this Italian place. Was it Delusiano's?
Oakbrook has a ton of shit. Like, that are gluten-free. They have some good places that are really tasty. I was thinking we should, next time we have a business meeting, we should check it out. So, have you been to that Seasons 52 by you?
Uh-uh.
The menu changes depending on what's available. They buy all local organic fruits and vegetables and meats. And I mean, they keep their meals. Like, each thing you order is less than 500 calories, which I don't care about that as much, but it's everything's cooked, like, naturally. So
nice.
And they have a big gluten-free kind of, but I don't know.
And buy things that say gluten-free on the label.
Sans gluten.
And don't shop at Trader Joe's because their fucking gluten-free is not gluten-free because it's always, oh, by the way, this was made on equipment that was shared with wheat. Well, what the fuck? This is not, every time I eat that I get suckered in and then I get sick.
Yeah.
It's a shit thing. So I think the safest bet is cook shit yourself, get yourself some gluten-free spices, and then you know what you're putting in your body.
That's true.
So, Stuart Harrison, I know it's still 2 weeks away, but do you guys think Gustafson has any chance against Jones? I think JJ from Good Times has him beat everywhere. What do you think?
I think I will reserve my opinion for next week. Cliffhanger.
Oh, safe bet. Moving right along. I think John Jones wins all day long.
No way. Of course, I'm going to get shit. You always pick against John Jones.
You're racist. Why don't you like the black
guy?
You
like black people.
You have picked against him since Stephen Bonner.
I don't like that guy.
I don't know.
He seems extremely fake.
He is extremely fake. He's the fakest person in the UFC. He canceled UFC 151 because he couldn't fight Chael Sonnen on 3-day notice. Because
he probably would have lost.
But he still beat him in the first round. He fucking totally dominated him. Do you think the result would have been the same?
No.
I don't know. If I was him, I would have took the fight.
Probably.
That's me.
He's a champion.
I don't give a fuck. I'd rather win or lose in dramatic fashion. Ryan Smith asks, Gray Maynard versus Nate Diaz announced for the Tough 18 finale today. This would be the third fight.
Yep.
Do you like that matchup?
I think it's irrelevant.
Exactly.
So, but sure, I'll watch it. I like Nate. I mean, I guess.
Or something. You know, fucking 209, bitch. Caesar Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Jeff Ellsbury, what's up with the fucking WWE threads on the forum?
Our forum?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Apparently heavily laden with them.
Really?
Do we need to make a WWE section?
Maybe. It kind of goes hand in hand. There's some big wrestling fans that have, like, joined the forum and then started posting and stuff. I think it's cool. I don't follow wrestling, but if you do, it's all good with me.
Never have, never will.
That's why I haven't really, like, posting them, because I don't know shit about it. So.
No, the only thing I saw was just, we talked about a couple shows ago, with the Diamond Dallas Page, the DDP yoga.
Yeah. Which was cool.
It's all good. Rhymeu, who do you hate the most, and what's the most venomous insult you would use for them? Well, I will say this. I don't have a person that I hate the most, but the thing that I used to like to say to people, especially like on Xbox, like back in the day when you just talk shit to people, like, I will dig your dead grandma up and I will skull fuck her eye socket like a goddamn construction worker working a jackhammer.
Nice. That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah. When we talk about dead grandmas, you mean business.
Yeah, that's true. I don't have anyone that I really hate. I can't say I hate anybody. I dislike people, but hate is an extremely strong word. I don't have time for hate in my life. I think it's a negative.
Really? Understatement of the year?
Yes.
And go by God. So,
I prefer to keep positive karma.
What was that again?
It's negative. I don't have time for hate. I believe it's negative. Why is that funny?
Because that's going to be your caption for the week.
Okay. I mean, I'm just saying. It's I don't know. What insults? I don't know.
Sorry.
I can't remember. I don't know. I'm in a somber mood this week, so I don't recall these things.
Okay.
Sorry.
Just got your new Twitter handle. Sorry. It's always hard to find that one.
Hate is a negative word.
Alan Weir, when Glover gets his shot at John Jones, do you think he has a legitimate shot? I'm just going to answer that.
Yep.
Efren Garcia, you guys think anybody will have sex in the house for this season of Tough? Regular no, anal yes.
Nope.
Brandon Weinstein, do you guys wife swap?
You asked this already.
If not, have you ever considered it? I'd say we just swap needles. Is that a problem?
No. You asked this before, like more than once. No wife swapping. No, like, whatever you call that show, wife swap.
Yeah, I was always confused by that show. Like, what's this? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is this is awkward. And then he says, what would you do to each other's wives? Be specific. No.
No, we're going to pass on that.
Okay. Also, Kat Sagondo versus Alexander Emelianenko. Who you got?
It's a weird question. I don't know. Probably Kat.
She's tough.
Yeah, she's real tough.
Hmm.
Alexander is the not-so-tough Emelianenko.
I don't know how to say this one, but pussy versus pussy?
Oh, ouch.
I totally don't mean that. It's a cat versus a man. Moving right along. Getting right out of that. Run away, please.
Okay.
I didn't say that, did I? That's one of those ones you say that you wish you could take back, but you can't.
It's too late. You can always beep it out.
Fuck.
Cut it out.
Why?
I don't know.
I feel like this is the 11th hour.
Could be.
Once you get to this point of the show,
there's like four people watching.
Rhymes galore. And like I said before, knowledge.
Yeah. I'll just say this. I had to put one of my dogs to sleep this weekend. It was rough. Anybody out there with pets, I feel for you if you've had to do it. Did not think I would take it as hard as I'm taking it, but it wasn't easy. And
did you deliver the lethal injection?
No. I had a doctor do it. So
I've thought about this.
I don't think you can.
When your kids are
there's
born.
There's no way you could do it.
They wouldn't let you? Well, when your kids are born, they give you an
they
option.
Would let me do, they would let me do it. I'm saying I don't think I could have done it.
Oh.
No way. No, it's impossible.
Did you cut your... What the fuck is beeping at me at the wrong time? Oh, it's your anniversary in a couple of days. Thanks, dickhead, a little late. But no, when your kids are born, you cut the cord.
C-sections, they don't let you do that.
Well, for regular births, they give you the choice. Like, do you want to cut the cord? Like, fuck yeah, I do. I'll cut that shit, and then blood spurts all over me.
You're nice. Right. I did not have to do that.
No. So it's bringing life in. I would like to do it. And taking life out, I think I want to do it.
It's rough, dude. I think, you have a dog, and you'll see. I mean, not to say that, you know, obviously she's likely going to not live as long as you do. So the chance of that is pretty good.
Check out in 10 years.
Yeah.
We lost everything. But.
It's all good. It's the end of the show.
You shut everything down. Thanks. There you go.
I didn't do it. But, it was rough, man. I don't know. And it's, like, weird because you don't realize, the grieving process is so strange. Like, you'll be fine one minute, and then something will happen where normally, like, you'd be stepping on the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, something stupid. Like, today I was vacuuming, and normally a dog would be running. Everywhere I am, she'd be somewhere, and then she'd run away from the vacuum, and then notice that she wasn't doing that. So, obviously, she's gone. So, kind of like, you know, it kind of lingers. But I also think it's important, you know, to realize, makes you kind of remember, life is precious, you know, and you kind of, I have another dog, which is now really fucked up, so she's so calm right now. I don't know, it's weird. I don't know what
She was the one that was always the aggressive one for attention.
Oh, yeah, right now.
Now there's no competition.
She's so calm, it's crazy. I took her for a run today, and she was so good. She didn't pull or anything, like, on the leash, and I don't know. I wonder if she thinks, like, I better be good or they're going to fucking...
they're going to shut me down. I'm just going to go missing.
Okay, I'm fine. Please.
Cool.
No, but they knew. There was, like, a power change of power over the last few months. Like, you don't realize, you know, how that the dogs, they have, you know, she was the one barking all the time instead of the other one. And it just kind of sucks, but, what are you going to do?
Got to ease the pain.
Ease the pain, drink.
The point.
I'm telling you, last night when I was closing my eyes to try to go to sleep, I kept seeing the damn dog, like, dead there. It was really weird. Tongue sticking out, eyes open, just, like, very strange. But it's very peaceful when they do it. It's just, they just go to sleep. That's it. Heart stops. There's no, like, you know, and she seemed content. She was sick. She had cancer.
So uh-huh.
What am I going to do? Sorry to bring the show down.
All right.
That's my knowledge for the week.
Here we go. Boardwalk Empire.
Is it starting this weekend?
Starts tonight.
What?
Oops, you didn't record it.
No,
there you go.
Hang on. I got three fucking shows to watch tonight.
Record it. Yeah, it starts up tonight.
I'll be up late.
Oh, you're getting out early tonight.
I'm
September
saying.
8th. It's only 10 o'clock Central.
Boardwalk Empire, seriously? It better be recording. I'm going to be so pissed.
You can hit it on demand. Oh, you can't have demand.
I have TiVo, but it should remember because my shows.
It looked like shit was going to get crazy
right off. Oh, yeah, I recorded it. I love you, TiVo. You're
See,
the best.
TiVo's so smart. It knows.
I have three shows to watch. The Newsroom, Boardwalk Empire. The Newsroom. And Ray Donovan.
Yeah, you didn't give me that earlier.
Which I did, but just a slight version.
Gotta give you...
You should check it out, the Showtime, Ray Donovan.
I'm gonna make another note. I need to give you a rapist mustache for the news. You need a threatening mustache. Rapist is usually threatening, so... I wonder if I search that out. Rapist mustache.
I'll take the rapist for 400, Alex.
Or Ingo. That's it.
That's and the end of the show.
Next week, we will be coming back with what? The Gustafsson versus John Jones fucking
the card.
That one
the guard of
solid,
the guard.
Hopefully.
Yep.
That's it.
Name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffiths.
The monitor's coming back.
Oh, look at it. It's going berserker now.
We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for playing.